Good morning, everyone. We are ready on exercise mode today. So I feel by the story of Abraham, you know, we weren't walking, we were marching together. That's how I looked at it. Home. Where is your home? How do you define home? I was asked this question about a month ago from a local German friend who felt he didn't have a home. How would you answer that? Where is your home? A long time ago, a man called Abraham was told to leave his home. But he wasn't told where to. Before Abraham knew where he was going, he had to leave what he knew. That was Abraham. That was before Abraham received an H and became Abraham. God tells Abraham to leave three specific objects: his country, his homeland, and his father's house. Going more and more personal, from a country to his father's house. But God was not so specific about where Abram was supposed to go to. The only thing made clear was that a 75-year-old Abram, married to Sarah, who did not have any children, and Abram that traveled most of his life already, and now finally retired, settled down, thank you very much, had now to pack his things and leave again. He was in his homeland, a town called Haran, now in modern-day Turkey. Leave his home for a destination unknown. Why? Why leave now? Why leave the familiar? Because this God came out of nowhere with a promise. Promises of blessing, a promise to make Abraham a great nation, a great nation. This expression here is very surprising in its Old Testament context. The word used in Hebrew to describe a Gentile nation in the world. So we're not talking about the fact that God will give Abraham a large family. God will make out of Abraham a great community, a great village. The promise goes beyond Abraham's lifetime. It goes beyond what he's ever going to see. It's about becoming a great nation. The man is 75 years old, with no children, settled and retired. And God comes very much out of nowhere saying, I will bless you. I will make your name famous. 75 years old, I will make your name famous. You will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you. 75-year-old Abraham heard about many gods in his life. He grew up in a town full of different gods. But I guess none of those gods, idols, never directly promised him anything. So he packed his things, not knowing the address, and accepted that promise. Which promise are you holding onto in your life? Do you have a promise to hold on to? What keeps you going? Did you plan everything out? Or like Abraham, you just went for it? Is the promise we hold on to, is that our work, our salary? Did it ever fail us? Is the promise we hold on to given by the government? Did they deliver it? Is the promise we hold on to a hope for a better future, a new home? Did we get there? Some of us moved to this country with a promise for a better life, a new home. Are we there yet? All Abram has is a promise, nothing more. 75 years of age and a promise to become famous. A barren wife and a promise to become a great nation. Considered cursed by cultural norms and a promise to be blessed. Sometimes our current reality is far away from whatever we were promised or hoped for. Perhaps we feel that we don't even have a promise today. Let me tell you that your life, independent from where you are right now, take part in Abram's promise. God promised Abram that he would be a blessing to all nations through him. Abram did not see that in his lifetime, but every time we eat that bread, every time we drink that wine, we are reminded of Abram's promise in our lives. Grace has counted us into that promise. Grace told us our sins are forgiven. Grace will lead us home. No matter if we're 75, no matter if we are 25, no matter our background, and no matter our history, no matter our mistakes, no matter our present situation, no matter how many times people told you, you do not belong here, no matter how many plans you have failed, God's grace has included you in Abram's promise. And so we get on our journey home. We look up and all we see are huge mountains in our lives. And like the psalmist, we ask, where will our help come from? Where? I don't see it. How will we get home? So many dangers and snares. Our help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He sends that friend who took the time to listen to you when you needed. God sends that partner who stood by your side in your most difficult moments. God sends that person who called when you were sick. Have you heard about that promise of grace? Grace chose a 75-year-old Abram to be a blessing to the world. Grace is the transforming power that makes us pray out loud every Sunday, forgive us our trespasses, for we forgive them that trespass against us. Even though we sometimes do not really forgive those who trespass against us. Grace is showing that smile to those who need to feel welcome. Grace is having that friend listening to you in your darkest hour. Grace is posting that speech bubble about that person in need of on the prayer wall. Grace is knowing that whatever we have done, we are forgiven. To every person who was called different, grace will lead us home. To every thief on the cross, grace will lead us home. To every moment of weakness, grace will lead us home. Grace is our stabilizer, our anchor, our strength, and our power. The concretization of every promise in the scriptures, from Abraham to the cross. Grace leads us to the cross and beyond. A new mindset, a new promise. A home where all things are made new. Where the weak says, I am strong. Where the barren says, I am blessed. Where things are made right. Where tears are wiped away from every single eye. Where the truth sets us free. The situation is not easy. The mountains might be very high. But we got grace for this. We're coming home. One way or the other one. We're coming home. Don't know how we're gonna get there specifically. Don't know how I might get out of this situation specifically. I don't know the address where I'm going to. There will be toils. There will be snares. There will be dangers. Things might not look right. But sisters and brothers, we don't walk by sight. We walk home by faith. As I was asked, where is my home, by my friend, the answer I gave was, it is grace that has brought me here thus far. And I tried to grasp the promise that grace will lead me home someday. Have you ever missed home? Have you ever left home? Had to cross the wilderness to get home. Pack your things in search for a home. Perhaps talk and eat and dress a certain way to be given a home. Dangers, toils, and snares to build a new home. Sisters and brothers, when I see a comforting smile, grace leads me home. When we support our community, grace is leading us home. When we comfort those in need or are comforted ourselves, grace is leading us home. So pack up that bag, that heavy bag, and keep on marching. Grace will lead us home. Amen.